Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Derrick Henry, after the loss on Monday Night Football, tough loss, as we've talked about, and talked about a lot yesterday. It's made national news how frustrating things were for the Ravens with their Super Bowl or bust expectations in the eyes of a lot of people, and I'm assuming a lot of people in that locker room have those expectations. But for Derrick Henry, 3 games, 3 fumbles. 2 of the fumbles, costly. Against Buffalo, when the Ravens were trying to close the deal. Against the Bills, he fumbles. They score a touchdown, get right back in the game. Against Cleveland, Ravens recovered the fumble. Even Ross Tucker was like unbelievable on the call for CBS at the time. I can't believe he's fumbled 2 games in a row. He done fumble. And then again on Monday night, that sets up a field goal for Detroit. As the momentum had changed, the Ravens had actually got a stop defensively, which was rare for them. So Derrick Henry, a guy headed to Canton, a guy who has been brilliant for Tennessee, was great for the Ravens last year, was outstanding in game one. And I Cleveland schemed him up in game two. No harm, no foul. Ravens still put 41 on the board. But then Monday night, it looked like first quarter, he was well on his way to 100 yards rushing, finished with 50. We don't remember the touchdown that tied the game 7-7.
No.
And he's not talking about that either. He's talking about the fumble that in their own territory that put them at a disadvantage. And I saw Chris Canty and Stephen A. Smith screaming at each other via the Facebook replay thingy, because when they're on the air, we're here, of course. But Canty's like, now he's a concern for the Ravens because of his inability to, contain the football. And Stephen A's like, hey, little cold streak, nothing to see here, please disperse. So I'm leaning in Stephen A. Smith's direction on this one. But you saw the reaction that Henry had, Vinny?
Oh, yeah.
Which was, one of, go to your room. And he slammed his thing and laid in his bed. And
Yeah.
He was pissed. And then apologized to his teammates again.
Yeah.
This is a guy, they're usually kissing his ass instead of someone who's apologizing. So he's taking accountability. The question is, now that it's become somewhat of a national narrative, is this a concern? Derrick Henry's ball security.
I would say that somewhat of a here's what Spagnuolo is going to be telling his guys now, the Kansas City defensive coordinator. Would Henry try to punch the ball out? In the past, when he fumbled 2 times in his career, you would never like try to punch it out.
Yeah.
Now guys are punching it out, and what they're doing is they are punching it out. So, yeah, like the Hutchinson one, Bob, that one was like from behind. That's when he's getting the one down on the goal line. That one was from the side. Yeah, he gets it away from his body a little bit, in those type situations where he's got to be high and tight. Just who was the Giants guy that fumbled? Coughlin made him go high and tight all the time.
Oh, Tiki Barber.
Yeah, Tiki Barber. And then he became real good. I think it's just something that he's going to have to concentrate and focus on, because it's weird that it's happening. And let me just say this. The thing that you got to do with Derrick Henry, what defense is trying to do with Derrick Henry, don't let the big dude get going, you know? So that's why they're putting eight in the box and they're coming, they're attacking right away. Because they don't want to let him get going, because once he gets going, then he's unstoppable. But they've it's been kind of an ugly 2 weeks for the Ravens' run game.
Yeah, less than 100 yards?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. No. And how much did they have against Buffalo? Over 200? And Derrick Henry was incredible in that one. And this is usually one of the best run games in the NFL, and has been since the second half of 2018. Give you a little history lesson, which we all remember, hopefully. First half of that year, Joe Flacco quarterback, Ravens were one of the worst running teams in football.
Yep.
Then he gets hurt. Lamar takes over at 4-5, the Ravens record. Ravens go 6-1, make the playoffs. They went from being in what, the low 20s to maybe in the 30s, to finish in the top five in rushing offense with Lamar and Gus Edwards basically toting the rock. And then next year, they bring Mark Ingram into the equation, and they were the best rushing team in the history of the National Football League. So back-to-back, less than 100-yard rushing games? Usually have a guy rushing for 100 yards, much less a team.
Yeah, I think what Harbs has got to get figured out is... today's going to be a really interesting conversation with Harbs. I think it's at 4:15. Something like that.
Yeah, 4:30. Practice 3:15.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to hear what he's got to say, because kind of left you hanging, because he really didn't have any answers on Sunday or Monday night. It was, I got to look at the film. Got to look at the film, you know, and the film is not going to be kind to him. And the biggest thing, Bob, that you don't like is, why did my guys not show up like ready to go? 20 missed tackles. We got out hit. We got out physical. We did, you know, what we did to them 2 years ago, they did to us.
Sure. On national TV.
Yes.
No less. A day in which your quarterback.
I've never seen him that frustrated, Bob.
I had 140 plus quarterback rating, but watching NFL Network this morning and Mark Ross, former GM of the Giants, he was kind of blaming the Ravens offense, not for the loss, but they didn't make adjustments. He said they were going man, and the safeties were in here kind of.
Yeah.
Raven, Monken and Lamar didn't adjust to what they were. They were taking the run away from you. Where are your adjustments to what they're doing to you defensively here?
Yeah. And well, when you get a lot of man coverage, you want a lot of crossing routes and pick type stuff to create, you know, openings for people. You know, Bob, I watched the play.
We got film coming, by the way.
Yeah, the two-point play, Bob, you might have been a slip. I didn't.
No, I saw it. Yeah, because
Zay Flowers couldn't have been more open.
Yeah, that was the window dressing TD to Andrews.
Yes. But then they would have had two more points. But he threw it so far over Zay's head and behind. I've never, like, early in the game, Lamar looked so frustrated. And I don't know why he was so frustrated from the get-go.
Well, for the Ravens, they're 1-2. Task at hand is Kansas City. They're back at practice today. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, and others going to meet with the media later in the afternoon. 4:25 kickoff. Ravens are still 2.5-point favorites in this matchup of two disappointing teams. And unless there's a tie, the loser of this game is going to be 1-3 at the end of September. Not where you want to be. Well, the Ravens, I think, you're in Pittsburgh's 2-1, Cincy's 2-1, but they're going to plummet.
Yeah.
And then you got Cleveland 1-2 like you. Chargers are okay. You figure Denver's going to start to percolate here. Yeah, Raiders or whatever. You're there. But the Chiefs have a team in L.A. that could kind of really, and they've already beaten them this year, could kind of distance themselves. KC might be looking at a wild card. And if they go to 1-3, division hopes, unless they go Detroit Tigers here with the Chargers, are pretty slim.
Yeah, I haven't watched the Kansas City film. I'll do that, you know, tonight or in the morning.
Yeah, we got them tomorrow.
Yeah, but, I mean, Bob, even like statistically, Mahomes only completing like 58% of his pass. You know, I mean, they're not doing anything.
They were snooze-festing against the Giants.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and they're just, they're not playing very well.
Can't
at
run
all.
The ball. Kelsey's, yeah. Who knows what's going on with him? Is Andy Reid kind of bumped up into him? I thought Hollywood Brown would maybe take off a little bit, minus
Haven't
Worthy and
it.
Rice. Yeah, so, I mean, that's not your daddy's 3, 4, 5 years ago Kansas City offense where they could strike from anywhere on the field. They grind out points now.
Yeah, nothing is easy for them right now. Nothing.
But Ravens are favored. I guess Las Vegas always knows more than we do. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of glass. We'll hear from him. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Orioles win last night by Dean Kramer's one hitter through 6 innings. 6-0 was the final score. Jordan Westberg, 2-for-3 with a ribby. Gunner drove in 2. Colton Cowser hit a 2-run blast off a left-handed pitcher. So the Orioles win game one of the series. Kobe Mayo, 2-for-2. He's having a great September, so maybe pump up that trade value, throw him in with some other people, maybe get a starting pitcher too. But we shall see what Mike Elias has in store for Orioles fans in the offseason. Maryland football is off this week. They have a bye at 4-0. Nice rest before Washington comes to town next Saturday. We talked about this yesterday. Dave LaMonaco, Buzz Williams got a big 4-star basketball recruit. We'll get into all of that and more, but got Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense first because it was ugly. And we'll get into that, but your phone calls are next. It's Woman Crush Wednesday here on 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.